أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد الصادق الوعد الأمين، وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، وصحابته الغر الميامين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. أما بعد، Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers and sisters in this wonderful group, Al Irshad Al Ummah. Today, Alhamdulillah, is the fourth day of Sha'aban, 1441 AH, which coincides with the 29th day of March 2020. And we are going to, inshallah, proceed with our Tajweed class, as we have already started. In the past lesson, we talked about the ahkam for isti'adha and basmala, after which we proceeded to briefly talk about makharij al-huruf, which I hope that we must have gone through by now in order for us to be able to perfect our pronunciation of Arabic alphabets. As we've already said before, this comprises or consists of 70% of tajweed or proper recitation, inshallah. So if we're good with that, inshallah, we'll move on to the next class, which is firstly fi ahkam an-nun as-sakinah wa tanween. This is on the rules governing an-nun as-sakinah as well as at-tanween. So first of all, we're going to see what is an-nun as-sakinah. Nun sakina, simply put, is a nun that has sukun. Yani, it's a nun, according to the Holy Quran, that does not have any extra harakat. Yani, what's on it is a sukun. It doesn't have a fatha, it doesn't have a kisra, it doesn't have a dhumma, but what it has is a sukun. So that's nun sakina. And tanween is what we call fathatain, kisratain, al dhummatain. It simply is an extra nun that is used to show that a noun is indefinite. The tanween occurs in nouns, at the end of nouns, indefinite nouns mostly. And then for nun asakina, it can appear for nouns as well as for verbs, and it can also come in at the end of articles. So we are going to read straight from the book now we understand what nun sakina is. As-su'al, Malam is saying, an-nun sakina wa tanween, kam halatan fiha. Nun sakina and tanween, yani the nun that carries a sukun as well as a tanween, kam halatan fiha, how many conditions do they have, how many circumstances do they have? Now the answer, jawab, which is here on page 7, Malam says, lahuma arba'atu halatin, that there are four conditions, there are four settings, there are four circumstances under which you can pronounce the nun sakina, yani the nun that has a sukun. And Malam says these four ways are: the first is al-idhar, yani manifestation. Well, idgham is blending. Well, iqlab, yani changing. Well, ikhfa, hiding. So that will come very much, it will become much clearer, inshallah, as we proceed. So Malam said that there are four ways of reciting them. And the four ways, as we see, is al-idhar, al-idgham, wal-iqlab, wal-ikhfa. So whenever you come with in contact with any nun sakina in the Holy Quran, or you come in contact with tanween, then there are four different ways of reciting that nun sakina. And these are the four ways. The first who says what? Is al-idhar, al-idgham, al-iqlab, and al-ikhfa. So, inshallah, we'll explain one after the other, as we can see here in the book. The next question here says, as-su'al, ma haddul idhar lughatan wa istilahan. Malam is saying, what is the limit of al idhar, lughatan wa istilahan, in terms of literally what do you mean by al-izhar wa istilahan, and you know, with the technically, what's the literal meaning and what's the technical meaning. So Malam says amma lughatan, as for the literal meaning, for huwa al-bayan, it means manifestation, clear, for you to pronounce it manifestly. Wa amma istilahan, however, technically, what izhar means, for huwa ikhraju kullu harfin, aw kullu harfin min makhrajihi min ghayri ghunnatin. It is for you to pronounce the noon clearly, you pronounce it properly from its point of articulation. If you have gone through yesterday's lesson, you might have realized that the point of articulation for noon is on the tip of the tongue, together with the top part of your mouth. You use the tip of your tongue to touch the top part of your mouth to pronounce noon. You know, your throat has a soft part, the top part of your mouth, there is a soft part which is closer to your throat, and then there is a harder part which is closer to the front or outside your mouth. So if you want to pronounce noon, you use your tongue to touch the top part of the hard part of your mouth. So now by doing that, it brings out the pronunciation of the noon properly and clearly. So now that is what al-idhar means. It means you are going to bring out that noon properly and clearly. Now, the hardest part of this class, especially for a person who has not probably been introduced to something like this before, is actually identifying noon sakina. Noon sakina is very, very easy to identify. You can pick up your Holy Quran and turn the pages. Any noon you see that has a sukun on it, probably a word like an, and so on and so forth, there are several words, but since we have not gone far in the tajweed, by the time we're done with Mimu Sakina, we'll start reciting, inshallah. So for now, we are just going to be talking about the laws. And like we are seeing here now, I want us to properly understand the way this is. We want to know that the alphabet Noon, whenever you see it in the Holy Quran and it has a sukun, then that is considered to be Noon Sakina. Now, after we've understood that, the next thing I want to explain is that the law for the pronunciation of Noon Sakina depends on what follows after it, what comes after the Noon. That's what the law depends upon, what comes after it. If you see a Noon carrying a sukun in the Holy Quran, touch that Noon. The alphabet that comes after the Noon is what will determine how you're going to pronounce that Noon Sakina. So we can just look through the examples here, inshallah, and we'll be able to understand that better. So Malam asks for the next question as su'al. He says, kam huruful idhar, how many alphabets do you have for idhar? How many alphabets will make you to recite a noon as al-idhar? How many alphabets will make you to recite a noon as al-idhar? Wama hiya, and what are them? The jawab, the answer for that, Malam says, hurufuhu sittatun. Al-idhar has six alphabets. Wahiya al-hamzatu. The first is hamza. Wal-ha'i. The second is ha'aha. Wal-aynu. The third is al-ayn. The alphabet al-ayn. Wal-ha'i. The fourth is al-ha. The fifth is al-ghaynu. And then the last one is al-kha'i. Now, if you are going to study these six alphabets that I mentioned, you realize that they are vowels, and they are alphabets that are originated from the throat, the different parts of your throat. Remember, we said we have the inner throat, the middle throat, and then the outer throat. So all these alphabets actually originate from your throat. So pronouncing noon usakina that is followed by this alphabet, it carries the law called al-izhar. Wajam'aha, and then Malam is trying to make it easier for us to be able to memorize it. This eight, six alphabets. It says wajam'aha, if you put them together, ba'duhum fi awa'ili kalimatin nisfi baitin faqala. He said if the following poem, the poem here, from the line from the poem here, is carrying each word in this poem is carrying the first word, carrying the first letter of al-idhar. يعني أخي. You see Hamza there, which is a حروف الإثار. هاكا. You see ها on there in the first word. You see علمان. You can see that it was even circled if you are using the copy of the book that we sent. You can see علمان. You can see هذا for حاون. You can see غير يعني for the غين. And you can see خاسر for the خاون. So it makes it easier for us to memorize it, the alphabets for إظهار. If you are able to memorize this poetry, just pick each alphabet from it. So Malam is now going to give us examples. And the next question is ما أمثلة ذلك على الترتيب. What are the examples of this in according to the arrangements that was given? He says مثال النون عند الهمزة. So for the example of نون with Hamza is when you see for the pronunciation of man amana. Now man amana, this occurs in the Quran several places. Cool. So man amana, what is the nun sakina there? The nun sakina is a nun that comes after man. You can see that nun is carrying what? It's carrying a sukun, and then the alphabet that follows it is a hamza. So because of that, you will notice that you pronounce the nun properly. You articulate it from its point of articulation, and you pronounce it without any gunna, yani without any humming or nunation. You pronounce it directly, man, man, amana, clean. You just pronounce it clearly, manifestly, man, amana. Now, another example that carries tanwin is rasulun amin, rasulun amin. The rasulun there is at the end of the word rasulun. You can see the lamun is carrying the motain, which is a tanwin. So, and the word, or rather the alphabet that follows the motain is a hamza, amin, hamza. So you now have to pronounce that tanwin manifestly, rasulun amin. Now this kind of examples are nunu sakina and tanwin that occurs between two words, but there are examples within a single word. You can have a nun sakina within a single word. And you can see the example. The Malam says, "Yan auna, yan auna." You see the example there in the brackets on the third line of the same bayan. You see, "Yan auna, ya fathaya, nun skun yan." That nun there is the what? Nun sakina. Now, because it is being followed by a hamza, you pronounce it as "yan auna." It is not correct for you to say yan auna. It's even difficult for you to pronounce. It will be a difficult task to do that properly. So that's the reason why you pronounce it as yan auna. And then also, Malam is now asking that what is an example of nunu sakina with that is being followed by a ha. You see it here. He said idn huwa, idn huwa, id nun sakina, followed by what? Ha. Now because it's followed by ha, then that nun sakina is carrying the setting of al idhar or manifestation. In huwa, in huwa. Then Malam is now giving us another example here. He said jurufin har, jurufin har. You see the fa there is carrying what? Is carrying a kisrotain, and then is followed by one of the huruful idhar, which is ha'i. So you hear jurufin har. You didn't say jurufin har, but you say jurufin har. Pronounce it properly from its right point of articulation. And then this is also between two different words. It can also happen or occur in a single word. Like you can see yan hauna for the next example. Yan hauna for a single word. Ya fathaya nun sukun yan. That nun sukun is the nun sakina. Yan ha is following it, so you say yan hau, yan hauna, yan. So Malam is now asking, okay, is there an example for ayn? Yes, you can see the example there in the bracket. It says min ilmin, min ilmin, min ilmin. The nun there is carrying a what? Is carrying a sakina. Now, so because it's carrying a sakina, it's being followed by a what? Followed by an ayn. So that ayn that follows it is the reason why you are going to be pronouncing it as min ilmin instead of min, it would have been if it was followed by another alphabet, like we will see for the remaining examples that we have. What tanween indaha, and then also there is an example for a tanween like sami'un, sami'un alim. The ayn there is carrying a word tanween. The ayn in the sami'un is carrying a tanween, dhummatain, so, and it's followed by an ayn. So therefore you have to pronounce it with al-idhar. You pronounce the nunu sakina manifestly and make sure that the point of articulation is properly brought into play. وَهَذَا فِي كَلِمَتَيْنِ وَمِثَالُهُ فِي كَلِمَتٍ, and it also can occur in a single word, like you can see here, يَنْعِقُ 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 يَنْ نُنْ سُكُنْ يَنْ عَيْنْ follows يَنْعِ. You can say يَنْعِ يَنْعِ. Pronounce the nun manifestly and cleanly and move. An example for ha, you can see it here there as well. You have min hasanatin, min hasanatin, min ha, min ha, min hasanatin. And also it could happen for a tanween. If a tanween is followed by a ha'un, you can see how it's pronounced. It's say alimun ha, alimun hakim, alimun hakim. And also it could occur in a single word where you have an example as yanhi yanhi yanhituna yanhituna. And you can also have an example for ghain. You can see the example there is min ghillin, min ghilli, min ghilli. You won't say min ghilli, it's wrong. It is min ghilli, because ghain is coming from your throat, like we said, it's coming from the upper part of your throat, and pronouncing it when it's when pronouncing the noon that is preceded by it, if it's a noon usakina, that noon has to go with the law of al-idhar. What tanween indaha is also possible to get a tanween example in the Holy Quran. You have like azizun ghafur, azizun ghafur, azizun ghafur, not azizun ghafur, it's wrong. Azizun ghafur. وَهَذَا فِي كَلِمَتَيْنِ وَمِثَالُهُ فِي كَلِمَتٍ, and also in a single word you can have an example. فَسَيُنْ غِبُونَ, فَسَيُنْ غِبُونَ, فَسَيُنْ يُنْ غِبُونَ. And also you can have an example for خَائِ, like مِنْ خَيْرٍ, مِنْ خَيْرٍ, مِنْ خَيْرٍ. And for tanween as well, قَوْمٌ خَصِيمُونَ, قَوْمٌ خَصِيمُونَ. وَهَذَا فِي كَلِمَتَيْنِ, and also you can have it in a single word, as you can see there, وَالْمُنْ خَنِقَتُ, وَالْمُنْ خَنِقَتُ, وَالْمُنْ خَنِقَتُ. So, and that is the scale for measuring it. So just as a way of making us understand this properly, we shall inshallah open the Mus'haf very very briefly, just to at least let's just identify a couple of noon usakina as possible. We are inshallah going to open to Surah Al-Ghashiyah. It's the 88th surah in the Holy Quran. I will really encourage you, if you're interested in following us, to please open the surah, open your Mus'haf and open to the 88th chapter of the Holy Quran. Surah Al-Ghashiyah is a surah after Sabbi. So if you open that surah, we can just probably recite and we'll try to identify some of the nunu sakina as well as at-tanween. We'll not be paying much attention to other aspects of the tajweed, but we want to use this as a way for us to practice, and we hope that we'll be able to at least understand, you know, the way this goes, at least a little bit from here, inshallah. So, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة. Now, do you notice that there is a tanween there? Two tanweens. وجوه, the ha on there is carrying a tanween. يومئذ, the ذال on there is also carrying a tanween. So, but you now notice that in the first one we say wujuhun yawma. That's because it's a different law from the one we are studying right now. but يوم إذن خاشعة يوم إذن. You can see that ذلون is followed by what? It's followed by a خاء. So because it's followed by a خاء and خاء is a حروف ال one of the حروف الإظهار. So now if خاء is following a تنوين, remember that that تنوين will be pronounced properly and clearly. You can also see that from the وجوهن, the نون is not being articulated properly. وجوهن, you're not articulating the نون properly. But يوم إذن, you're bringing it back to the point of articulation. خاشعة عاملة ناصبة. There is another تنوين there. But the law that is followed here is not the same law we're discussing today. تصلى نارا حامية. You see, there is a tanwin there. I'm sure you'll be able to identify the tanwin. It is after the raw one. Naron. Naron. Followed by what? Followed by a ha'i. And ha'i is also one of the huruf al-idhar. So you pronounce it as tas la naron hamia. Then there is tusqa min aynin aniya. So alhamdulillah, in this ayama, there are two. You have the nunu sakina itself. And after that, you can see there is also a nun that carries a tanwin. Tusqa min. That nun there is nun sakina. Followed by what? Followed by an ayn. An ayn. So, tusqa min ay nin. Then what follows it there is a hamza. The nun tanwin is followed by a hamza. So, you say, tusqa min ay nin aniya. ليس لهم طعام إلا طعام إلا طعام. That mimun there is carrying a tanwin and is followed by a hamzatu. So you say طعام إلا من ضريع. لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع. وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية. You see that جنة as well is carrying a tanwin and it's followed by an ayn. So in short, there are the nunu tanwin, the nunu sakina and the tanwin are recited in two ways in the Holy Quran. In four ways, out of which the first we said there is al-idhar, and there is what? There is al-idgham, there is al-iqlab, and there is al-ikhfa. So these are the four ways of reciting nunu tanwin, nunu sakina and the tanwin. And we have just finished discussing the issue of al-idhar, inshallah. So we have just finished discussing the issue of al-idhar, and we said that they have six letters. The first of them is the hamza, the second is ha'i, then there is aynun, then there is ha, there is ghain, and then there is kha. So these are the six alphabets of al-idhar. Inshallah, by tomorrow we'll continue from the next law, which is al-idgham, inshallah. Sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Mustafa wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.